right there before God, the pastor, and a Tennessee state senator, and a couple of others in the sanctuary, my pride took a nosedive. Stepping up on the podium to do a Facebook Live concert, I fell. And it wasn't a very ladylike tumble either. Fortunately, the camera had yet to start filming, and only those in the room witnessed my embarrassment. You know, I've often been asked if I'm ever frightened when standing before an audience, and jokingly, I always reply that my two greatest fears are stepping onto the podium with the hem of my skirt tucked where it's not supposed to be, and or falling off of the said podium. And many times before the above incident, I've come close to doing both. But you know, I have a far greater fear. I'm afraid of walking through a door that God has opened, only to find that I've put myself on center stage while claiming a glory that belongs to Him alone. You see, I know the shame, regret, and loss of blessings that occur because I've done it more than once. And I'm sure that you have as well. You know, Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." Also, Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." And you know, I'm so thankful for love, correction, and grace. Proverbs chapter 3, 11 and 12 says, "My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights." You see, the following verses are my heart's cry every day that He gives me, and I pray, my friend, that it is for you as well. Listen, Psalms 19:13 through 15 says, "Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have a dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression, and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer." Now, back to my fear of a possible wardrobe malfunction. If we're ever in the same place at the same time and you notice something is not quite right, I would appreciate a nod in my direction. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.